Hi, everybody.
We're talking about
solar thermal energy. There are two main types of solar energy, solar thermal energy and solar photovoltaic energy. We use both kinds of solar energy to heat water and other liquids that we use every day. It can purify water as well, leaving people who cannot access clean water with a healthy beverage. They can heat everything from pools to hot water heaters to turbines that work in dams to produce electricity. Solar thermal energy can also be used to dry certain foods like fruits, fish, and grains. This uses less money than the traditional drying techniques. In the United States, we use solar energy to heat, cool, and ventilate our homes, office buildings, etc., etc.
But solar thermal energy does have more benefits than some other resources that we use. Solar thermal energy is mainly produced by reflectors and mirrors to concentrate the sun's heat. Many people know that the solar energy is a renewable resource, but how much of it do we use? According to the pie chart on page C58 in the CPUB book, solar energy only counts for about 2% of the resources that we use today.
We are aware that our energy resource choice has its downsides, but the pros do outweigh the cons.
One downside to solar thermal energy is that you need a lot of reflectors and mirrors to generate enough energy to power something. Well, you need somewhere to put all those mirrors, so you need a lot of land space that could create issues like cutting down trees to make room or maybe cutting some animals' food supplies in half. Another disadvantage to solar thermal energy is that the sun doesn't strike everywhere on the planet every minute of every day. So when the sun isn't shining, the generated power has to be stored in batteries until the sun strikes the area again.
But there are more upsides to solar energy than you think. Like we said, solar thermal energy is a renewable resource, so we don't have to worry about running out of it anytime soon. If you look at the CPUB bar graph on page C62, it has a low electrical cost, only about 10 cents per kilowatt hour, which is pretty low as opposed to some other choices. In addition, solar thermal energy has a very low environmental cost as well, setting it apart from gas or coal. For its environmental cost, solar thermal energy is only about 2 cents per kilowatt hour. In comparison to solar photovoltaic energy, has a very high electrical cost, about 34 cents per kilowatt hour. It does have a low environmental cost, but about the same as solar thermal energy. But solar thermal energy is the better choice because you are going to pay less on your electrical bill.
So you heard our description of solar thermal energy, and we ask all of you who are listening today to turn away from harmful chemicals that are given off by fossil fuels and are doing everything from polluting our air to killing our ozone layer. Also, when you use solar thermal energy, you are not going to pay those ridiculous heating bill prices, sometimes exceeding $500. You know that the first experience with solar thermal energy was in 1939. MIT used solar thermal storage to heat a small house for a year-round heating. Researchers showed that in October 2009, there were 600 megawatts of solar power up and running. Today, there are an additional 400 megawatts and 4,000 solar thermal projects. Our country is making the switch, so why can't you please make our planet a better place for you and everybody else you know to live and switch to solar thermal energy?
Thank you.